Welcome to Sports Beat. From Little League to high school and from college to the pros, Sports Beat covers it all. And here's your host, Justin Cabe.
All right, everyone, and welcome to Sports Beat this morning. I have a great interview lined up for y'all that I did with Jezreel Griffin, Jasmine Fields, and Ryder Jeffries on Wednesday. We're going to be talking about the athletic banquet, Jasmine and Elle winning Mr. and Miss Cub, and then Ryder Jeffries was our scholarship winner, our Town Talk Radio scholarship winner. So with that being said, let's hear from some of our sponsors, and then we'll get to the interview here on Sports Beat this morning.
Move it. The big. The massive. The what the heck is that? Introducing the all-new Ford F-150. Its high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy body makes it up to 700 pounds lighter. And with less of its own lard to move around, it can move more of yours. 12,200 pounds. The most towing of any half-ton pickup. The all-new Ford F-150. The future of tough.
Go by Stanley Ford Lincoln, located at 1708 Lubbock Road in Brownfield, or call 637-7541. Stanley Ford Lincoln, you're just a short drive from big savings.
Football and brisket, blue bonnets and springtime. In Texas, some things are better together. Like a Texas Farm Bureau insurance where a home policy just isn't the same without auto coverage to help bring your rates down. The State Fair and fine stuff? Can't have one without the other. Moments worth covering are never accidents.
Call us today at 806-637-2504 or stop by our Brownfield location at 521 West Main.
Discounts may vary by situation.
Do you have a dental problem? Then go see Dr. Colley. Dr. Colley is a second-generation West Texas dentist, locally owned and operated for 27 years. Dr. Colley is an honors graduate of the University of Texas Dental School. He, along with his talented staff and newest technology, can take care of any of your family's dental needs. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and give them a call at 806-637-8386 or drop by at 1307 Tahoka Road in Brownfield. Dr. Colley, where West Texas hospitality begins with a smile.
Cotton farmers, from planting to harvest, you nurture your crop. At Harvest, you want to use Meadow Farmers Co-op Gin. Since its beginnings in 1935, Meadow Farmers Co-op has prided itself in fast, courteous service to our customers. We provide complete ginning service from the field to the marketing of your crop through PCCA and the Seam Marketing System. Call 806-539-2241 or come by Meadow Farmers Co-op to learn about our service and commitment to you. Meadow Farmers Co-op. Celebrating 80 years of service to Terry County.
Hi, this is Aaron Waldrop, superintendent at Wellman Union ISD, home of 265 fighting wildcats and growing. At Wellman Union, we're proud of our consistently high academic standards and we strive daily to provide a safe, family-style atmosphere. We're proud to offer free dual-credit courses for our high school students with the opportunity to graduate with up to 60 hours, completely debt-free. We're also excited to introduce our new facility and continue our goal of providing a fun, memorable experience for all students. Visit our website or like us on Facebook to stay up to date on the latest Wildcat news. Wellman Union ISD, building on success for today and the future.
Linagar Electric Cooperative can be depended on with over 60 years of service. At Linagar, we provide electricity to all or part of 11 counties, serving more than 5,400 members and more than 22,000 meters. We are proud to call West Texas our home, with our main office in Tahoka and branch offices in Sundown, La Mesa, and Seagraves. Someone who takes pride in offering the people they serve the very best. Linagar Electric Cooperative is proud to support the students and athletes of West Texas.
All right, everyone, and welcome to Sports Beat this morning, where I am being joined by Mr. Cub, Jezreel Griffin, Miss Cub, Jasmine Fields, and our Town Talk Cub Sports Radio scholarship winner, Ryder Jeffries. How are y'all this morning?
Good.
Y'all are good. All right. Well, Jasmine, we'll start with you. We'll go ladies first. You won more awards than just Miss Cub last night. Tell us about some of the awards you won last night.
For track, I got academic all-state, and for basketball, I got first team academic all-state. So, and I got the Fighting Heart Award for basketball.
What does that mean, academic all-state?
They get you know, obviously it's for seniors only, and for basketball they rank them by team. So I was really proud of myself that I made first team academic All-State. That was a goal of mine, to make All-State for academics and for basketball. But, you know, since I got injured, I wasn't in the running for that. But to meet my goal of making first team academic All-State for basketball, I was really happy with that. So.
And same with track, same mm-hmm. way as...
Yeah, I was really flattered that Coach Ward nominated me for that, and I won it. So I was really, really happy. And
since you unfortunately didn't get to
run track and yes. throw discus, yeah.
Yeah. How is recovery coming along?
Good. I'm really determined with my sports, and I work really hard, and so I've had to transfer that to rehab, and I take my rehab really seriously, and it's been a tough year with my knee, but I'm healing pretty quickly, and it's going really good, so.
That's good. So what are the plans now that we've got what? Well, this will be actually played on Friday, and so it'll be graduation day.
Yeah.
So what is that? What's the plans after today?
Like, long-term?
Sure. Short-term, long-term?
Okay. Graduating Friday. And then in the fall, I'm going to LCU. I decided not to play basketball. I decided just to go to nursing school, because I would have had to put nursing school off if I wanted to play basketball for 4 years. So I just decided, you know, to close that chapter of my life and to go and pursue nursing. And I'm in the pharmacy tech program, so throughout college I'm gonna work as a farm tech and go to be an RN and get my bachelor's and be a labor and delivery nurse, and then go back for my master's and become a nurse practitioner. So I'm really excited.
What made you want to be a nurse, and not only that, but work in labor and delivery?
when I was growing up, my mom was a phlebotomist, and I would go to the hospital, and I just felt so comfortable there. And in the beginning of this year, we got to do job shadows, and I did the labor and delivery, and I thought I would hate it. And I got to see 3 deliveries.
Oh, wow.
And they just kind of threw me in there and were like, here, see everything. And
you didn't pass out or nothing?
No. The first one, I came pretty close. I saw some crazy things. There were some things that went wrong, and that kind of freaked me out a little bit for the first one. But I really think that I have the heart for it, and I think that's what God called me to do, to be a nurse. And I really think that's where I'm thinking I'm gonna go right now. But you know, it can change in nursing. There's so many options, so
right.
We'll just see where it goes.
What made you choose to go to LCU?
I went to chapel in like October, and I really, really loved the campus. But I was like, no, I'm, you know, I could never play basketball there, and I wasn't feeling as confident in myself. And then I had the opportunity to play there, and I got injured, and I was like, you know, now I have anywhere I can go, because I'm not playing basketball. And so I had always wanted to go there, and I was like, you know what, I'm just going to take a leap of faith. And I've really been praying about it, and everything's worked out really well. You know, some doors were shut on opportunities and paths that I thought I was going to take, and I really was looking for wisdom on where I needed to go. And I mean, LCU, the doors are open, and I'm pursuing it with everything I have.
Well, and it helps too that it's close to home still.
Yes, so, my parents have been taking this, you know, I'm the first one, so they're taking it so hard, especially my dad. Shout out to John Fields. He is so sad that I'm leaving and I'm only 30 minutes away, but I think it's good that I'm right up the road and he can just come have lunch with me.
Buy your lunch okay. anytime he wants,
yes,
right?
Yes, and I'll be okay with that, because I'm going to be about the hashtag broke life.
Well, Jasmine, let's switch over to L now and talk to L.
L's not ready. LeBron James.
L. He's always Mr. Shy over here. Mr. Humble and everything else. So, L, you were co-Mr. Cub last night with Dakota Oliver, but that's not the only award you won. Tell us about some of the other awards you won. What?
I don't know.
You don't remember the other awards you won?
There were so many.
Let's see, there was basketball MVP, right?
Oh, yes, basketball overall MVP, and football, I think the Fighting Heart one.
Yeah, something about wide receiver, too. Right?
Yes. So that.
So just talk to me about what it means to you to receive awards like that.
Well, it was an honor to get the basketball overall MVP, even though I didn't do as good as I should have done, whatever. in football, really wasn't expecting to get nothing because I was injured most of the year. But I guess the work paid off for the two games I played, and it was just an honor.
What does it mean to you to be selected to be a co-Mr. Cub?
Oh, it means a lot, and I guess it tells a lot about my character or whatever, about this year, how I was a leader, I guess.
Yes.
Well, as many may or may not know, you signed here a few weeks ago to play basketball at McMurray. So just talk to us about that and when you're going to get moved down there and when you're going to get started and stuff like that.
All right, I signed to play at Sol Ross.
Sol Ross, that's right. McMurray.
I signed to play at Sol Ross, and I should be going down there soon, I think in July for summer or whatever, and get ready and start practicing with the basketball team.
What does that mean to you to get to go play college basketball?
It means a lot that I get to continue playing basketball, something I love to do, and be a role model for kids that are, give some, the kids something to look up to that never thought that was possible to get out of Brownfield.
What about Sol Ross attracted you?
Oh, it was, I think it's going to be nice. I played with some of the guys in a tournament in Meadow, whatever, and we got along pretty well, and I think we can carry that relationship down there and do big things.
Have you got to talk to Coach Carroll a whole lot yet?
Yes, I talked to him, and he messaged me a lot, and we talk about everything and how everything should go when I make it down there.
Is it kind of cool knowing that he's from Terry County too, and he's a local guy, or
yes,
does that help some?
Yeah, it helps a lot because he knows most of my family, and he always tell me about them and what they grew up doing and all that stuff. So I think I'll be comfortable. Students, if you...
All right, as y'all very well heard there, we kind of got interrupted by a school announcement. So with that, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we will come back with more from that pre-record I did with Jesuit Griffin, Jasmine Fields, and Ryder Jeffries. You'll also hear that we do get interrupted by the bell a couple more times as well. But nonetheless, it's going to be a great rest of our interview, but let's hear from some of our sponsors first here on Sports Beat.
Excellence, achievement, dedication. These are all qualities that describe the students at Wellman Union. That's why Southwest Cotton Growers is proud to cheer on the Wildcats and Ladycats in all they do. As the largest cotton gin in Terry County, we know what it takes to accomplish your goals, and it all starts with working hard and supporting others. Call manager Kenny Underwood at 806-637-4665 to see how Southwest Cotton Growers can help you this ginning season. We love our customers and our Wildcats and look forward to being a part of your success this season.
Every morning is different for everybody. Nate gets up for the early shift, while Brad is just getting home from the night shift. Pam runs a PR and a 5K, while Drew runs late to work. Beth proposes a road trip to her boyfriend, while Mark proposes to his girlfriend. Luckily, there's a McDonald's for every morning.
Make morning perfect at McDonald's with a warm buttermilk biscuit with sausage gravy. Pair it with a freshly brewed McCafe coffee. At participating McDonald's.
Texas Ag Plus at 1670 U.S. Highway 62-385 wants your irrigation repair business. Jake Unger offers you a full line of irrigation parts as well as pump sales, ditching, PVC pipe, and just about anything else related to irrigation on your farm. Locally owned and operated, Texas Ag Plus is here to serve the producer. From start to finish, we want to be the one you think of first when it comes to servicing your irrigation needs. Call Texas Ag Plus at 637-4590.
Since 2008, All-Star Peanuts has worked hard to meet the needs of peanut producers and livestock owners with chemicals, seed supplies, and supplies for your livestock needs. Owned and operated by your Terry County farmers, All-Star Peanuts handles peanuts from the field to the warehouse. They're commissioned by Golden Peanuts and are a proud supporter of your Terry County livestock exhibitors. Give manager J.R. Cutt a call at 806-637-1866. All-Star Peanuts, your place for quality service.
Meadow ISD, providing a pathway to success. We are once again a Texas Education Agency recognized school district, and our accomplishments over the past 2009-2010 school year include success in sports, academics, UIL, one-act play, and more. At Meadow, we are challenging our students to be the best both in and out of the classroom. Visit our website at meadowisd.net.
Maypay Farms is proud to support the Wellman Union Wildcats and Lady Cats. From athletics to academics, success can be found everywhere, and we commend students on their character and commitment. We believe that the community of Wellman was built on hard work and dedication, and are happy to see that the tradition of excellence is more evident than ever in our outstanding students who set the bar high and achieve greatness. From all of us at Maypay Farms, have a great year, Wildcats. We're behind you all the way.
So you were talking about Coach Carroll and how he knows your family and stuff. That something that drew you to that program too is just knowing Coach Carroll's from Terry County and knows the area?
Yes.
Did you get to go tour the campus and all that? Do you like the campus?
Yes, I like the campus. And I didn't get to see the court, but he showed me a picture and it looked pretty nice. And it's better than most D3 colleges that I've seen.
Well, and I don't know if you're aware of this, but you know, Coach Carroll coached both boys and girls this last year, so he's definitely... okay, let's start that one over again. I don't know if you knew this, but Coach Carroll coached both boys and girls basketball this year down there at Sol Ross, so that says a lot to his character, too, is that he's just willing to pitch in wherever he's needed and to coach both programs. I know as an athlete, you probably like to see that.
Yes, this shows me that he cares about the program and that he'll do whatever it takes to make everything better at the school. And I can just only imagine what he would do with me.
So what is the plan for you to go down there? Are you going to redshirt? Or are you going to play probably first year?
Hopefully I get to play first year. There's a lot of people that's graduating and transferring, so I should have a chance to start.
You go to seventh period, children. Seventh period.
Well, that's good. So you're going to get to go down there and hopefully start your first year there. We'll definitely be keeping an eye on things down there. And maybe as we get closer to basketball season and you know your role on the team and know if you're going to get to be starting right away, maybe we can do some interviews with you over the phone or something and definitely keep in touch with you there. So now we're going to go over to Ryder Jeffries. Ryder saying L needs more time. Ryder, you've got to fill about 10 minutes because that's what they both filled. I'm just like, you got to fill about 5. Well, Ryder, you won our Town Talk Radio, our Cup Sports Radio Scholarship Award that we did in memory of Aki Martinez, somebody who was a great leader himself. And so what does that mean to you to win this scholarship award?
It's just a great honor for me. Like, it'll help me a lot in college, paying for books, just everything I need. And I was extremely shocked when you called my name. I thought it was going to be someone else, and I just sat there for a little bit, making sure it was me.
Yeah, I know. I looked up and saw your face when I called your name, and you're like, me? Like, wait a minute. I need to go up there.
Yeah, it was just a big honor, and I'm glad I won it.
Well, it's not the only award you won at the athletic banquet. You won a couple tennis awards. Uh-huh. Let's talk about those.
Well, I won the All-State District first team for singles and the second team for doubles. And I also got the Newcomer of the Year Award, which was a big honor because I had to work really hard to get that.
How long have you been playing tennis?
This was my first year on varsity, but I've been playing since sophomore year. But we've had a really hard teams. It's been hard to work my way up to the top.
Well, that's good too. And you know, tennis awards, if y'all weren't at the awards banquet lasted roughly about an hour. Uh-huh. And tennis took up, I think somebody said 12, 15 minutes of that hour. Uh-huh. And it's because, you know, tennis is a fall sport and a spring sport, unlike these other sports. So you all were giving out awards for y'all's fall semester and spring semester. And so it's always good to see something like that and see all the awards that the tennis guys and girls have gotten. So what did it mean to you to see all those tennis people up there?
I thought it was awesome that most of our team got awards for all of their accomplishments, and we had more awards than all the other teams, and it took a long time to get through all of them. And we worked all real hard as a team, and I'm glad we accomplished what we did.
Now, what are your plans moving forward?
Next year, I'm going to go to Texas Tech and study computer science, and then hopefully go work for a video game development company.
What made you want to do that?
I've always loved technology, and I've always dreamed of creating my own video games and stuff. And that's one of my biggest hobbies is playing video games.
What kind of video games? See, mine are sports. I love sports video games.
I don't like sports
video games. That's what I figured.
Like adventure, just shooting, a lot of stuff. I play with my friends a lot on it, just having fun with all my friends.
That's good. So, Texas Tech, you're going to go to a lot of football games?
Yes. A lot of the football games, basketball games. Like, you get the tickets to everything.
Yeah.
Comes with your tuition.
That's definitely one reason why I went there, is because I was like, ooh, I can get in free the football games. It's included in my tuition. Oh, yeah, I'll be there. Definitely probably going to try to take in some tennis matches out there, too.
I don't know about
that. Don't know about that?
Might every once in a while just for fun, but I don't think I'll be doing it for a competition anymore, really.
Maybe just play for fun nowadays and just something to relax, you know, just unwind a little bit.
Have fun with friends and stuff.
Have fun with friends and stuff. All right. Well, Ryder, you've about reached your time limit here. But before we close out, I just want to ask all three of y'all, and we'll start with Ryder since we've been talking to him. Y'all want to give a special shout out to anybody this morning? Family member, friends, anybody like that? Say thanks to anybody?
I'd like to thank my stepdad, David, for taking care of me and supporting me through all my accomplishments and all these years in high school.
Jasmine?
I would like to give a shout out to my dad, because he's going to be mad if he doesn't get a separate shout out.
Come on now, John.
And then a special shout out to my mom, because she has been in nursing school these past 2 years, and it's been really tough on her. You know, I'm graduating, and she just graduated this past Thursday. So I just wanted to tell her that I'm really proud of her, and I appreciate all she's done. And to the senior class of 2017, we finally made it. And so love y'all, and good luck to our future adventures.
L. L, why does the bell keep ringing on
you? Yeah, I want to give a shout-out to my mom, Linda Nolan, and my aunt Tara Nolan, my aunt Pamela Nolan, my aunt Sandra Nolan, and a shout out to Miss Clifford, my favorite person at Brownfield High School, and the best person at Brownfield High School.
Aww.
Oh, and a shout out to Miss Lee, she's my favorite too. And a shout out to class of 2017. The best class that ever came through Brown.
Well, I'll have to beg to differ there. But thank y'all for joining us this morning.
You.
And good luck to all three of y'all as y'all go throughout college and the rest of your lives. And we'll still be keeping in touch. And, Elle, we look forward to big things on the basketball court from you down there at Sol Ross with Coach Carroll.
Yes, sir.
So thank y'all for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
And thank you for joining us this morning on Sports Beat. Stay tuned for next week's Sports Beat, where I'll have another great interview lined up for you then. But be sure to tune in on Monday for the morning show starting at 8:30, followed by the BRMC Health Spot after that. But until next Friday, we'll see y'all later.
Thanks for tuning in to Sports Beat. From interviews with local coaches and players to collegiate and professional news, tune in to Sports Beat every Friday at 9:30 a.m. If there's a person of interest or a story that you want covered, send an email to sports@towntalkradio.com.